Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. I want to take just a moment today and speak about our Passion Play. It's going to be coming up this weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's going to start every night at 6 o'clock with special singing. But the title of the play is called, Why Do We Need a Savior? And there's a lot of people in our day that's wondering, why do we need a Savior? What's the point? Why did Jesus die on the cross? And so throughout the play, we try our best to describe where sin come from and why that we need a Savior. And we go through the crucifixion. We go through areas of the gospel. And we try to present clearly, a clear presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord. And it takes all three of those to be saved, friend. It takes the death, the burial, and the resurrection. He had to die for our sins. And then Christ went to the grave. And there in the grave for 3 days, Jesus laid there. But then on the third and glorious morning, thank God we celebrate on Sunday this week. We're going to celebrate the resurrection. We call it Resurrection Sunday of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to come forth from the tomb. Thank God. I tell you, what a blessing that is. And so once again, the Passion Play going to begin Friday night at 6 o'clock. Amen. Got the Edwards family going to be helping us with the special singing. And then we'll go right into the play at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday night, Middle Cross is going to be singing for us. And then we'll go into play at 7 o'clock on Saturday night as well. And then on Sunday night, we've got the Justice family. And I tell you, you're going to enjoy them. They're going to be there at 6 o'clock, starting at 7 once again on Sunday evening. So we look forward to seeing you at Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. The physical address there at the church is 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Once again, that physical address, 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road, and that's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. We'd love to have you come and be a part of that. Our phone number is 828-684-1279. If you've got a big, large group and you'd like for us to maybe try to do some seating, please give us a call. Amen. Once again, that number is 828-684-1279. We look forward to seeing you at the Passion Play. At this time, the Justice family is going to sing There's Something About the Name of Jesus.
There is something about the name of Jesus that makes me want to say it again. There is something about the name of Jesus. It's something I can never explain.
Jesus, my Jesus, what a wonderful name. Fills me with a happy refrain. Oh, there's something about the name of Jesus, my Jesus, that makes me want to say it again. About the name of Jesus that makes the demons tremble and flee. There is something about the name of Jesus that's drawing heaven nearer to me. Oh, Jesus, my Jesus, what a Jesus, my Jesus, that
to say it again. Oh, Jesus, my son, Jesus, what a wonderful name. Fills me with a happy refrain. Oh, there's something about the name of Jesus. To say it again, that makes me want to say it again.
Amen. All right, that's the Justice family. What a blessing, amen. We appreciate them. We have been looking this week at Psalms chapter 121, and we've been focusing on the fact that the Lord is my helper, and my help cometh from the Lord. Hope this is a blessing to you. This will be part number three, and this is the final message of the Lord is my helper. Psalms chapter 121, the Bible said this, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which he made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not what? Slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is, thank God, amen. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth. What hills are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the hills of glory this morning. Can I tell you, I can't see what's coming, but I got one on the other side. My helper can see all that's around him. He knows the front to the line. He knows the back of the line, and he knows the middle of the line. He knows all that's about to approach us. Amen. The vantage point. I will lift up, listen, the writer said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Can I tell you, honey, this morning what you need to do? You need to quit focusing on your problem and focus on where your help comes from. Amen. Our help don't come from the world. Our help comes from God. Amen. And God can do all things. God can do all things and do it well. I want to tell you something. I've been thinking about this thing about adoption and this thing of man predestination and all that. Now, let's don't y'all fall off the wagon right here. Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and publicly proclaim I am not a Calvinist.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. We put it on the back of our buses because I believe it's so true. The yes. Bible says, Romans chapter number 10, verse 13, for whosoever,
yep.
That's
right.
Amen. That's me. I'm a whoso, for whosoever, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Amen.
Yep.
I got sitting there thinking about that thing about adoption the other day. I'm still talking about that value provider. Do you know, we was talking about the other night about that fellowship, God is light and him is no darkness at all. And we were preaching on that, you know. Brother Kevin, I got to think about this adoption situation. Do you know that what Christ did for us, he made it available to everybody? And do you know that, look here, because he provided this adoption doesn't mean that everybody's going to be adopted. It means that he is available to be your parent,
yep,
to be your daddy, if you're willing to allow him to have the authority in your life. It's almost like, yes, me and Shasha, man, getting up and going down there to the adoption agency and say, give us about three or four of them youngins. They say, all right, you got some paperwork you got to do. I'm signing the paper and I'm saying, hey, I want to be your daddy.
Yep.
Amen? And they give it to the kid. They say, listen, there's a couple out front. And they already love you before they got here. Amen. Value provider. They already loved you before they got down here. And son,
They're going to take you in their house. And y'all with me this morning? And they're going to take you to their house. Hey, listen, you're going to have a good time. You're going to be blessed as long as you go with this family. And all the paperwork signed with all men. We're willing to receive, but yet, little kid says, nope, I ain't going. Can you imagine what that did to the father? Yeah. What that did for that one, man, made all available. That value provider that was going to give it all. Let's see, he's going to go back, look at here, he's going to go back home. He's going to have to put all those things, man, so excited about being an adoptive father, all those things, but yet the kid said, I don't want nothing to do with them. Can I tell you, every church service it happens, somebody says, I don't want him to be my father. And I can't, for the life of me, I can't understand why anybody would reject Jesus. All he wants to do, he's a value provider. And all God wants to do is to bring you into his sonship. All God wants to do, listen, I know this morning, that he died for everybody, but you can reject Jesus and you can die and go to hell. The Bible said he's not willing that any should what? Perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm telling you this morning, if you reject Jesus, you will go to hell. He's a valued provider. Can I tell you this morning, as a provider, this is what God wants. He wants to give you his very best. Amen. God give you breath of life to go be somebody for the glory of God. Amen. He wants you to be his son. He wants you to be his daughter. He wants you to live your life like you're living under the authority and the leadership of his house, like you're in his family. God Almighty wants to take care of you. Amen. Zach, you don't have to worry about paying the power bill. Daddy got it.
Amen.
Value provider. Look here. If there's anyone that can help you this morning, it's the Lord. We sang it this morning, Hebrews 13:5-6. This is what he said. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. So that I may boldly say, the Lord's my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Don't fear what man can do. We are all going to stand in the judgment one day. Why not live your life under the wings of the valuable provider and accept all the blessings that God has given you? I'm going to tell you this morning, we get ready to do our Faith Promise Mission Conference. And I've watched you guys, and I brag on y'all often. But I was coming back from New York. We were bringing the bus home. I was coming back from New York, and you guys were testifying. I think, Miss Alice, I think you was up testifying about how God sent money through the mailbox. She's saying God did that. That would never happened had you not stepped out of my faith. How many has had, let me just kind of, we're living in some rough times. Amen. Anybody realizes that? Just curious. Since last year, how many's had some type of raise or promotion or God's done something? Raise your hand. Just stand up. If you've had a raise or promotion since last year, just stand up. Just stand up. I'm just curious. Valued provider. Do y'all realize that we're living in a time of economic, but God's still providing? The Lord is my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. You're underneath the hands and the protection of an almighty provider. Don't you know this morning that you're loved? You're being taken care of. God's watching you. God's holding you. God's loving on you. God's kissing you. You say, I can't feel. Sometimes it feels like he's a million miles away, don't it? But can I tell you, he ain't never failed me yet. And he ain't going to fail me today.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.